Thank you for joining us today for Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs with Compassionate Consulting. Welcome to our very, very first podcast. My name is Eva Fernandez and I'll be your host. I am absolutely thrilled and a little bit scared to finally take the leap. Those of you who know me know this is something I probably talk about daily, but have been quite the procrastinator. So I know it is time to start, ready to bite the bullet, ready to get started. I hope you'll join me. I will ask for your patience, especially right now. I am starting using an app called Anchor, where I'm able to record the podcast from my phone. So I'm hoping that the sound quality will be there, but if not, just know I'm going to experiment with a couple of episodes, see how it goes. If the sound quality really isn't there, then I will probably go to plan B. So asking for your patience. Hopefully everything works out. But anyway, I wanted to tell you a little bit about me and what I do. I am a success coach. So I founded a company called Compassionate Consulting. And basically what I do is I try to empower others to develop both personally and professionally. It tends to have an impact on your career. Therefore, what I want to do is help you to develop yourself, whether that is working on your public speaking, whether that is preparing for that big job interview of your dreams, whether that is doing some career coaching, helping you with your LinkedIn, helping you with just really anything that you're needing to help develop yourself. I also do some nonprofit consulting as well. I absolutely love the nonprofit, so that's something very, very close to my heart. I am also a social worker, and so many of the things that I bring to my job as a success coach is due to my training as a social worker. I love to look at people with their strengths and really help to develop them so they can see themselves as an individual and how they can make themselves more marketable in the career of their choosing. I also founded a couple of years ago a group called Networking for Your Cause. And what I did is really I wanted to do something for the San Antonio community because we have many, many nonprofits and we have so much need out there. And unfortunately, not everybody knows about each other. And I wanted an opportunity for people to get together, introduce themselves, talk about their needs, talk about what we can do to help our community, and give them really an outlet. So what I do is I have guest speakers come on. If they're from the nonprofit, they talk about their needs, their events, they need volunteers or something like that. If they are from the for-profit, they can talk a little bit about their business, but I really want them to talk about how they give back to the community. So what I do when I have this networking event, I have three speakers and I give them 10 minutes each to talk. And after they are able to tell us a little bit about themselves, they can talk to everybody at our event and hopefully make those connections and collaborate with one another and things like that. I've had a lot of success with it. Is something I absolutely love, and it's very much a part of me. Another thing that is a part of me is my love for higher ed. I have worked with students for many, many years, and the academic advising capacity, really worked with a lot of first-gen students, worked with a lot of non-traditional students, or maybe students who have had they're more special population students, so maybe they've had some disabilities and things like that. So as a social worker, and honestly as an individual, I'm very much of an advocate. So I want to make sure that I say in this podcast the thoughts and views that come out of my mouth in this podcast are that of my own. I'm not representing all of the success coaches or social workers in the world when I talk about something more personally or give a viewpoint. It's really important to me to express myself and to give my guests, who I have plan to come on the show to talk freely and be able to express themselves. So that is definitely a goal of mine. I really want this podcast to have lively conversations. I want it to be a resource to you, and I want it to be something where the conversation is evolving, where you are growing as an individual, as a professional, where we are able to share things that happen in our life, whether it is our successes, our failures, our hopes, our dreams. And I want to be able to speak honestly and openly about that. That is my hope. My hope is that everybody will gain something from this. Please give me ideas. Please tell me if there's subjects you want me to talk about. I will definitely try to accommodate. I want to bring people in. I want to give you insight, and I want to give you understanding, and I want to give you just another outlet for you and another resource for you. So I hope you join me. I really am excited. I'm excited about the people coming on the show. I'm excited about the topics. I can say offhand some of the things I want to talk about. I really want to talk about making yourself more marketable. Really, not just in the nonprofit world where I have a lot of experience in. It's easy to get kind of lost in the shuffle. I want to help you carve out that career. I want to help you shine and stand out. And some of the ways that you're going to make yourself more marketable are taking those volunteer opportunities that come to you, taking those leadership roles, learning to assert yourself, learning to trust your gut. I want to have those discussions. I want to talk about conquering your fears. That prevents a lot of people from excelling because they're afraid to speak up. They're afraid to have their voice and apply for that supervisory position. Many of my clients come to me for public speaking because they are more on the introvert side. And sometimes it just takes practice. It's something we can definitely work on. I really love the power of collaboration. Whether it's nonprofits, higher ed, whoever it is, collaborate, collaborate, collaborate. I love it. It benefits, especially if you're working on a grant. Absolutely love collaboration. Another thing I really want to talk about is LinkedIn. It is, I will say something that I probably get laughed at a whole lot because I love LinkedIn so much, but I tell people how necessary LinkedIn is for you to develop yourself professionally, for you to shine, for you to get those connections, for you to get those endorsements and recommendations. Our job market is changing. There are jobs being offered every single day to people who have LinkedIn. If you don't have a LinkedIn, you're not even considered. So it's so important to get yourself out there. And these are things that I know, I love, I want to tell you, I want to share that information with you. And I really am just excited about this. And I hope that you'll join us. And I want to thank you so much for listening. Podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs Advocacy for Community Enrichment LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venussprings.org.
Eva Fernandez, and welcome to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. And today I have a very special guest, my friend and colleague, Sophia Torres.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Sophia.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. We've been wanting to do a podcast forever and ever and ever, and it's finally come thanks to the Impact Guild. This is a nice community nonprofit in San Antonio, and they just built a podcast room. So we're trying it out, and we're going to see how it works here.
Yep, yep. So what are we going to be doing today, Eva?
So I had put together some questions that I wanted to ask our guests, and I thought, or I guess we thought, that before we put somebody to the test, you should ask me first and kind of see how it feels, see how it flows. We're still new to this podcasting thing, and just kind of see how it comes out. But I do want to say before we start talking about questions and answers and things like that, I want to just know that I am not representing all social workers in the world. I am not representing all success coaches in the world or anything like that. I know you're not representing all counselors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little bit of quick background. I am a mental health therapist. Eva is a social worker. So, you know, we started this podcast as just, you know, a project to kind of just spread awareness on everything that we do. But yes, these are our opinions. We're not here to counsel anybody else. You do what you wish with the episodes. But yes, these are.
Yes. And anybody who knows me knows that I am a person who speaks my mind. So it may not always be the most politically correct thing, but it's my opinion. So I hope that you get something out of this podcast. I hope that it's able to help you develop. And I guess we should start. I think I'm
yes.
ready. Okay, I'm excited.
Okay. So like Eva was saying that, you know, part of her episodes, she'll be interviewing people in the community, other professionals, but just to kind of get it started, you know, so she's going to be going to put her to the test with the questions that she set up for others so you can get to know more about Eva too. So
awesome.
Your first category here is career background. So Eva, so tell me how you got started in your field and what do you most enjoy about it?
Well, just a little bit about myself, I guess. What I did is I studied social work. So I have an LMSW in social work and I absolutely love working with families and children, but I also have a background in higher ed. And so I've always been doing the two things. So I'm always advocating for others and volunteering and doing what I can for the community. So over the years, being an academic advisor, being a counselor, a case manager, working in development, fundraising, all kinds of things, I really thought it would be kind of cool to start a business called Compassionate Consulting and basically be able to offer services for people that don't always have that extra help. I used to have families who, I'd have a client who might come in who didn't necessarily know how to get a job, hold a job, keep a job. They didn't know how to do those things. And I really just like to advocate for people. So this is something that I just feel really strongly with. I love to empower people. I want to help focus on their strengths. So as far as enjoying it, I enjoy all of it. I'm enjoying the fun of being an entrepreneur and learning all about it. I like going to those meetings and networking and meeting other people, but it's definitely a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned, you know, your company, Compassionate Consulting. Can you tell us a little bit about how long, you know, you've been, you know, growing your business?
I've probably, it's been about a year and a half. It's still in its infancy. But I'm happy about it, and I'm excited. I've been meeting lots of new people, and I feel like I've really tried to make an impact on their lives and help them develop themselves, because Compassionate Consulting is all about professional development. I think it stemmed from something that I've had in my past called Networking for Your Cause, and Networking for Your Cause is something that I developed 5 or 6 years ago back in my Big Brothers Big Sisters days. And the reason I did that was because I was a recruiter and I needed to recruit volunteers. I needed opportunities to meet people and bring people in and have my own, I guess, mixers. So that's one of the things that I did. But as far as this, it's a year and a half, still in its infancy, but I'm excited about it. I like to do all kinds of things with my clients, whether it's career coaching, whether it's job interview prep. So I prep individuals before they have their big job interview. I do LinkedIn presence with them. I do public speaking lessons. I help them with their resumes, their cover letters, all those kinds of things, really to help them present themselves the best way that they can.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Awesome. Wonderful stuff. And now, so tell me a little bit about how you balance all the great work that you do with your personal life as well. So how do you find, maintain a balance in both?
I think balance aspects? Is hard. I think over the years, and I should say I have two young kids. They're not that young. They're middle school, but they're still my babies. They'll always be my babies. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I used to be the typical social worker who does everything for your client, does everything for your family, and always puts herself last. And I think in the past couple of years, in order to get balance, I've been able to have to do that, have to put myself, you know, at least the top three, right, mm-hmm. Under my two kiddos. So for me, it's about, you know, going to the gym if I need to, if I need to go to a happy hour with a friend, be able to have somebody that I can confide in and talk to, and just know that, you know, life isn't just work. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to step back from work sometimes and take a breather, mm-hmm. enjoy yourself, enjoy your success, but also know that you're going to kill yourself if you work and do nothing but work. Mm-hmm. So, and or if you want to have any kind of a balance in life, I think it's about trying to find that fine line. Not to say that I have balance all the time, but mm-hmm. I do definitely try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something I think both you and I can relate on, because we are in a field where we help others. We teach others to find their own balance, right? We try to guide them for their self-care. And it can be very difficult when behind the scenes we're going through our own stuff. So what do you do, since your job, you know, both our jobs are actually like to help others, you know, and you're going through stuff, you know, in your personal life, what do you do when you have to, like, okay, kind of just turn yourself on and help them? What do you do with your personal stuff? Where do you?
I think it's kind of, I almost feel like it's like turning something off, like in my brain. Mm-hmm. I have to say, okay, yes, I'm going through this personal drama. Yes, I'm going through something, you know, maybe I had a flat tire, I'm having a bad day, something's going on, but I can't take that out of my client. And it's really important for me to remember that they're here for me. They're giving me that hour or that day, whatever it is that we're doing to work with them. And so for me, it's been, you know, if I need to take a breather, mm-hmm. you know, stop, go get some water, take a break from it, I can, but it's really important for me to make sure that I leave that at home. Mm-hmm. I think one time they taught us at a conference, it's kind of like you leave all your baggage, your backpack, your jacket, your everything at the door, and then you go in and you just work with your clients and you work with the people that you're working with, and try not to fixate and try not to focus on it and try to be positive and be grateful for every day that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I do kind of like the same technique. What I've learned in, you know, counseling is sometimes we have to put it on an imaginary shelf. So yeah, mm-hmm. I'll do that too. I'll just put that on a shelf in my mind, put it away, and so I can be there fully in the moment to help my client. But yeah, sometimes, you know, it catches up with you. So I'm wondering, so what are your signs when you're like, okay, I'm working, but I know personal stuff is now, like, needs to be dealt with. What are your signs for you that, okay, I need to take a break and maybe, you know, work on my self-care? How do you know it's time to do that?
I think for me, it's when you're feeling like I'm being forgetful. Because mm-hmm. I know when I'm stressed out, sometimes I forget. I forget to put it in my planner. I forget. Or I forget to have that self-care. I'm like, okay, I'm not, you know, doing anything but work. I'm focused on work. All this stuff, I'm just keep kind of pushing to the back, thinking it's going to get better, but it's piling up. So at some point, I figure, I know that if I'm starting to be forgetful, mm-hmm. maybe even a little cranky, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit more irritable, yeah. A little stressed out. Mm-hmm. I know that there's sometimes I can tell when I'm stressed out, when everybody, you know, road rage gets to me. I'm not a bad road rager, but sometimes I'm like seriously on the 410 and I get really annoyed by it. Mm-hmm. So then I know, okay, all right, Eva, I think, yeah, it's not really the car. It's, you know, traffic's going to happen every day. It's you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we all can kind of relate, like just little cues that might be happening and you're like, okay, I need to slow down here. I do definitely get maybe irritable, you know, that I know that's my stress coming out. Or a big thing too is motivation. You know, it's just like when I'm feeling not motivated.
Yeah, for sure.
So when I'm not feeling motivated, I'm like, okay, that's when I need to take a step back and take care of me. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, you know, we can't take care of others, you know.
Right. And I think the other thing is sometimes you're wanting so much to keep that balance and you're stressing yourself out because you're wanting to keep that balance. Like I know for me, sometimes if I want to do this and I want to do this and I want to do this, but realistically, I'm just tired. Mm-hmm. And I literally just want to go home and watch something on Hulu, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're big on The Handmaid's Tales.
Yes, shout out to The Handmaid's Tales.
So sometimes I just want to go home. That's what I want to do. And I'm prepared to give that hour of my free time to that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. So very good. So the next thing, you know, related to your career, you mentioned, you know, you're an entrepreneur. And, you know, kind of doing that, you wear a lot of hats, right? So how do you keep up with the trends in your field and, you know, stay, you know, advancing and moving forward in your career?
I think becoming an entrepreneur has really humbled me, mm-hmm. really made me realize there's so much I have to learn. And the advantage, I guess, living into today's world is it's like literally at my fingertips. And that's the nice part. Like, I've been listening to podcasts for years. I listen to lots of career podcasts. I listen to lots of mental health podcasts. I listen to a lot of things that help keep me up on some of the things that are happening. Definitely lots of CEU stuff. I like to really, you know, go to different workshops and go to things and kind of keep up with what's going on. Some of the things that are really, really very important to me are, you know, mental health issues, you know, issues happening with families, immigrants, all these things that are going on right now. Really try to keep up, not just because it's for my field, but because it's something that I feel very compassionate about and I really want to help make change, make mm-hmm. that positive change in the world.
Yeah, so that's definitely like, it sounds like you're keeping up with not only your career, but just like as a human being and a citizen of our country, you just want to be up to date on everything.
As much as I can, you know.
Awesome. My next question is how you decided to start a podcast and, you know, making that part of your business.
I think wanting to start a podcast has just been a goal of mine for so many years. There were times when I wanted to start a podcast and I wasn't quite sure what topic it would be, mm-hmm. whether it would be more of a business, entrepreneur, career, mental health. I really didn't know, but I know that now starting this podcast, working in careers, because I see how having a good career can affect your mental health, how it can affect, you know, all of these areas of your personal life. I think that is something that I thought would be cool to incorporate into my business, to have an opportunity not only for me to talk to some really cool, awesome people, but to be able to ask some of those questions, because I've had some really bad career work experiences. Mm-hmm. I've had some things that have happened to me that have really shaped the person that I've become. I think I've become more of an advocate for myself, because as a social worker, I was more of an advocate just for my client, and I kind of forgot about being my own personal advocate, you know, standing up for myself and things like that. And so being able to have this podcast, I think, is an opportunity to talk to people from different walks of life, you know, be able to have different kinds of insight and be able to really bring it back to, you know, personal development, developing yourself, to really growing as an individual and hopefully growing in that career of your dreams.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to go off that topic, you got me into the idea of starting a podcast as well. So I was listening to podcasts very rarely. You know, it started off with like blogs that I was reading, and then different writers started their own, and then you started telling me like, hey, you know, I do this, you know, driving from place to place, yes. or just part of my own self-care, I'm learning this. And then you introduced me to a bunch of cool shows and episodes to listen to. So, and then when you told me you wanted to start one, I was very inspired but also very supportive, because I knew that was another great outlet you can spread, you know, your business, your mission. So yeah, this is really exciting.
Well, I know for me, I think the podcasts that I told you were like
the What the Fuck with Merritt, yeah, which I absolutely love. I listen to all the time. Mm-hmm. And then there's a social work podcast, mm-hmm. which I love. And that actually helped me when I was studying for my license exam. Really, really good. I was one of those who got my license years and years later. But that was really helpful. Lots of good background. I listen to lots of, you know, NPR, all kinds of things on the podcast. But I think that the fun thing about having a podcast, and the reason I like it so much, like you said, is because if I'm doing a lot of driving, I can just plug it in and it shows episode after episode after episode, and I can get inspired and I can hear lots and lots of different opinions, and I'm not glued to the TV because mm-hmm. I'm more of a kinesthetic learner, so I like to do two different things at once. And so that really is helpful. But I'm excited that I got you excited.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was always the only person who listened to podcasts. Like, that's a nerdy thing, but I love it. I just love it so much.
Yeah, I definitely love the convenience of it. You know, you can listen to it pretty much anywhere you are. So kind of remind everybody again, what's the name of your podcast? Uh-huh. And we're going to go ahead and just wrap up. So tell us again the title of your podcast.
Okay, so the title of my podcast is Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. So in that, the reason I named it that is because I want to be able to give these opportunities to learn some things that are going to give you tricks to master your career, master your personal development, some little tricks, you know, like the fake it till you make it, those types of things. And then triumphs. We all have little triumphs. And for some people, and especially because I work with a lot of clients who have had struggles in their career. Maybe they've gotten fired, they have a hard time getting a job. Just getting up in the morning, that's a triumph for some people, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to mental health and things like that. So those are things that I like. Mm-hmm. And those are things why I wanted to start this podcast. It's an mm-hmm. opportunity to talk about different things mm-hmm. and kind of have a nice setting where I don't necessarily have to worry about my language. I can just kind of say whatever the hell I feel like saying.
Yeah.
What I feel like saying.
Hey, let's share with everybody what project we have coming up.
Awesome. 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 Okay. We are working on a project where it has four professionals. It's kind of an interesting. We're all Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our master's degree. And we are all going to work on a project about adulting. And I think I came up with the idea because I noticed just, you know, not just with having helicopter parents
mm-hmm.
that were with our kids, well, at least my kids, when my kids, I call my students my kids, the students that I used to have when I worked at the university, parents that do everything for their kiddos. There's a lot of people right now that are really not wanting to, quote, adult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I thought it would be kind of cool to do something together.
Right, because that was something I noticed we had in common with the clients that you're helping. The students, my clients, a lot of the common things were not knowing how to, you know, register for certain classes, even something small as that. But then also not, trying to find a new place, you know, just the basics on adulthood. And so we decided, let's start some type of service to help those that are struggling with becoming an adult and teaching them those basic life skills.
Right. And here's the thing is that I think the way that we want to have it is we want to have it like an open group because, you know, both of us have this social service background. And so the concept of an open group is people can join at any time. So this is what mm-hmm. we're thinking of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of get the inside scoop into what we're looking at doing is having an open group mm-hmm. where, I don't know, maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks or something, we're going to have a different topic and we're going to have an hour where we're able to discuss that and talk about that with mm-hmm. the people who come to our class.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you know, they're going to be people who, and we're not necessarily looking at for somebody who is just a college graduate or somebody who is just, you know, didn't go to college. It could be anybody who feels like they need to learn some of these basic skills, or maybe they want to talk to somebody about that.
Mm-hmm. And get some support. So as Eva was mentioning, there's going to be four professionals running these groups. So it's going to be me and Eva and then two of our colleagues at our own practices that are going to just be helping out. So we would like to hear from you all what topics you feel are very important for us to cover. So just the basics. I know we're going to cover finances, mm-hmm. time management,
work wellness,
self-care, and then just career and academic basics.
And I think that, thank you. And I think that's going to be really good, because when you have your first job, or you have your first college class, or you have your first apartment, there's a lot of firsts, right, that comes with being an adult. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, for me, when I was a college junior or senior, I got offered all these tons of credit cards, and I was like, wow, I'm rich, I've got all these credit cards. But I didn't really understand credit score, I didn't really understand how credit worked. I didn't really understand, you know, when I got my first apartment, about the apartment lease and, you know, the liabilities with all of those things, even your own insurance, all those things. And I think that just kind of having that support group where people are able to ask questions. I know there are a lot of students that I've worked with in the past who don't know how to use the VIA bus, don't know how to use the transportation system, right. Who maybe are just having those questions. They're feeling like, I don't want to be an adult. I want to call my mom. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're from another state and they're coming to San Antonio for college. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I need my mom. Mm-hmm. Well, at some point we gotta let go, or yeah. They want to let go of us.
Right. Adulting can be so hard. I know sometimes we struggle with it personally, but definitely we see this as a big thing where, you know, millennials, you know, what's the other generation?
Is it Gen Z?
You know, definitely struggling with this new chapter in their lives. So we decided together to start providing a service. So she was saying, like you were saying, once a month, twice a month. So we're working on maybe shooting for our first group late September, mm-hmm. yes. early October this year, 2018. And
we want to make it affordable, but we want to make it worth your value. We really want you to get something out of it, because mm-hmm. it's important for you to grow. We want you to feel empowered when you leave.
Yeah, so it's definitely gonna be like a mini boot camp, adulting boot camp. So
yes,
we'd like, you know, thank you everybody for tuning in to the first episode.
Thank you so much.
And we'd like to hear your feedback. You know, what do you want to hear in the next episodes of Eva's
career hacks? What would you like? If there's some things that are really important to you, or some topics, I know I read a lot about different topics and things that are coming up, and I know there's down the line, I do want to have an episode where we talk about ghosting. Have you heard about that? Like, it happens in the dating world.
Yes.
But now it's happening with employers, where people go in and they have a job interview set up and all these things, and they just don't show up. Or they get hired and they're about to start their first day and they just don't show up. They don't call, they don't do anything, and it's leaving like employers baffled. So I want to talk about different topics and different things that are happening in the world, and how, if you're on the other side of it, maybe you're the employer, maybe you're looking at going into one of those fields, you know, it can be beneficial to you. I really want to bring in different people from, talk about their experiences, if they got fired from a job, if they did the firing from a job, if they started a nonprofit, if they started a business that has really grown. Maybe what are some of your struggles? I want to hear about your struggles, but I definitely want to hear about your triumphs.
Yeah, definitely. So email Eva, message Eva your obstacles, your challenges. And I want to thank you, Eva, for having me on as your first guest. I feel honored and really excited to share this journey with you. And I'll kind of just end. Any last minute thoughts you want to share with your audience before we end for today?
Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who is listening. It is definitely a work in progress. It is something that, I don't have a radio background. I don't have any of that. And it's just something I'm excited about doing. And I think I feel on and off nervous as I'm doing this, but I'm excited about it. And I hope that you're excited about it. And I hope that it brings you some insight, and brings you some hope, and brings you some success.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And
thank you, Sophia. You're awesome.
Yay. So yeah. Thank you all. You all have a great day, and we'll check you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.